With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting a judge has dismissed some of the charges against Donald Trump in the Georgia election interference case. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Fulton County Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee ordered six of the counts in the indictment must be quashed, including three against Trump. The judge said prosecutors failed to provide enough detail about the alleged crime of violating their oaths of office. The order leaves intact 35 other charges, and the judge wrote that prosecutors could seek a new indictment on the charges he dismissed. The case accuses Trump and 18 others of conspiring to overturn his 2020 election loss in Georgia. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Veteran suicide prevention took center stage today at a special hearing before the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
National Commander of the American Legion Daniel C. Hafer spoke about a number of challenges facing veterans, but one stands out.
And veterans continue to fight that plague of suicide.
Congressman Mark Tucano was happy to report that because of implementation of the Compact Act over the past year,
over 50,000 veterans have called 988. And have received emergency mental health care.
The Compact Act aims to prevent veteran suicide by offering no-cost mental health care at VA and non-VA facilities. Bob Agnew reported.
TikTok once again finds itself in a precarious position as lawmakers in Washington move forward with a bill that could lead to a nationwide ban on the platform. The House on Wednesday passed legislation that would ban TikTok if its China-based owner ByteDance doesn't sell its stakes in the popular social media platform within 6 months of the bill's enactment. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 37 points, the Nasdaq dropped 87, the S&P lower by 10. This is SRN News. India is implementing a citizenship law that excludes Muslims.
The Citizenship Amendment Act provides a fast track to naturalization for many religious groups who fled to Hindu-majority India from Afghanistan, Bangladesh, and Pakistan before 2015. Hindus, Sikhs, Buddhists, and Christians are among those who will qualify for naturalization, but the law excludes Muslims. The law was approved in 2019, but Prime Minister Modi announced the implementation weeks before he seeks a third term in office. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Award-winning Christian singer Jeremy Camp is recovering from successful heart surgery. His wife, Adrienne, wrote on Instagram that the surgery was a success, but it'll take a few months to fully heal. She thanked her husband's doctor and staff, and for everyone's prayers, Jeremy Camp announced last weekend he'd been diagnosed with atrial fibrillation and an abnormal heart rhythm. This is SRN News. Some grim news for Dollar Tree. Correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Dollar Tree will close nearly 1,000 stores. Most are Family Dollar stores. Dollar Tree acquired Family Dollar for more than $8 billion in 2015, but it's had a tough time absorbing the chain. One analyst says, almost 10 years on, Dollar Tree is still sifting through the mess it inherited and has not been able to completely turn around. Dollar Tree's customers have actually been trying to cut spending as they wrestle with inflation. I'm Rita Foley.
European Union lawmakers gave final approval to the 27-nation bloc's artificial intelligence law. That move Wednesday puts the world-leading set of rules on track to take effect later this year. Lawmakers in the European Parliament have voted overwhelmingly in favor of the Artificial Intelligence Act. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.